Welcome to the Leaders with Leverage podcast. I'm your host and negotiation expert, Susie Tomanchuk. It's time to be your own advocate and negotiate for what you really want out of your career. Not simply the next role or additional compensation. I want to show you that negotiation happens each and every day so that you opt in and say yes with confidence. Together with other business leaders, you'll learn the essential skills you as a leader need to become that advocate in growing your professional skills to increase confidence, gain respect, and become the future leader you're poised to be. And when you face a high-stakes situation, you're ready, no matter how high those stakes are. So let's do this. Let's lead with leverage. Hi, I'm Susie. I'm very energetic today. I just realized that when I said it. This is Leaders with Leverage, and I am so excited that you're here. So thank you for being here. This has been really fun for me to kind of be in your ear and tell you what's going on in my world that might apply to yours. So thank you for taking the time. I'm going to make this short and sweet, but I wanted to talk today about something, obviously, that has happened to me recently. I was meeting with a client, and we were talking about matching the room, the energy in the room. And this client was telling me he's in charge of a big organization and there was a really bad outage. And he said he walked in the room and he was very proud of the fact that, you know, I can go into any room and if there's negativity and a lot of intensity, I can just ignore it, stay calm and move forward. And he goes, but what happened was my boss kept getting more angry and more angry at me. It seemed like it started coming at me instead of at the outage that we were trying to resolve. And when we unveiled or kind of pulled away the layers of what had happened, we realized that his leader was getting a lot of pressure about the outage and was really, really frustrated. So when my client walked in and went right to solutioning and getting done and staying calm, the boss didn't feel like he really understood how important this situation was. And had he just taken a few moments to kind of dwell or show some signs to his boss that he is also concerned, oh, wow, this is really bad. I've never seen it like this. And showed some emotion around it, that would have allowed his boss to kind of see that he sees how important it is, match his energy, and then go to the place he needed to go in order to go into solutioning and staying calm. Whether we like it or not, we need to match the energy sometimes of people in the room, because when we don't, we miss this opportunity to connect. And no matter what we do, no matter what we say, it may be misunderstood by that person because they're in an emotional state that feels unmatched and they need somebody to kind of see them. It's something that you should just think about. What are you walking into and what emotion is being displayed? Because if you don't pay attention to that, you may respond in a way that might be effective in the situation, but may not build the trust and camaraderie that you need with that individual. I know it sounds crazy. Another example I remember, this is so blatant to me. I worked in a startup and I had these great developers that were on the team. And one had really, really high positivity. And he actually had this really nervous, little habit that he would kind of giggle out loud. So when we were in front of our client, we realized that we had done something that had literally wiped out all their data. They had manually put their data into our system and something happened with our system that it just cleared it all out. And so this client, we had to bear the news of this. And so this developer wants to go right into what they need to do next. And he, before he started talking, kind of laughed nervously because that was just kind of his tick. And then he started going into what happened. He didn't, not what happened, what needed to be done and the steps to do it. And because he didn't say in the moment, oh my gosh, this is really bad, or man, we need to work together. We will do what we can to help you and support you. This is unprecedented. This is something that I can't even believe happened. This is really going to be this is going to take hours that you are going to have to dedicate. And I know that you've already spent a lot of hours here. Had he at least given that space and time, it didn't have to be long. They would have allowed him to move into solutioning because at least they would have felt seen. And what happened instead, the client was mad and called me and said that this developer didn't care, that they thought it was intentional, like the nervous laugh was then seen as something that was really mean and not spirited in the right way. So it was very bad. And it could have been, I couldn't at that time explain in context because it didn't matter. The damage had been done. But had that developer just taken a few minutes to just be like, I talked to him after and he said, oh, I need to just learn to kind of, it's hard for me because I'm not very negative. And so why dwell in that? But he also hadn't gone through the pain and agony of putting all the data in and then hearing that it was gone. Hey there. Love this podcast? I'm taking 10 seconds out of this episode to ask you to leave an honest review. More reviews on the show help us to reach more professionals who are ready to lead with leverage. Now let's continue the conversation. So thinking about that energy in the room, the emotions that are going on, even if you aren't that person that gets angry or gets excited, or even is calm, how can you match the energy in the room? And if you need to, what it does is it builds bridges because it matches that energy and kind of allows that connection to be made with that other person. And so that they feel like you're meeting where they are and then you build together from there. It is commonly used in negotiations. It is that way of creating common ground. And sometimes emotion or shared experience can help somebody feel like you're, especially if you don't know them well, that you're starting from a common place. So always think about that common ground. How can you get on common ground? So the benefits are you get that empathy. You make them feel seen. And that fosters understanding and it allows a person to kind of break away from that because it gives them, when you share that energy with them, it makes them go through it faster. And then it helps you move through it in a way that will be helpful to both parties. And when you don't, again, it's like not having a connection. There's misunderstandings and they might explain something that might have made them really mad. And they might then focus on one thing that went wrong and focus on that because they don't have the words to say or understand that their emotion wasn't seen or validated. And so then they look for something, a misstep. And you don't want that. You need, when you're in at the heat of the moment, for there to be trust so that you can walk through it in a way that you're partnering and not that they're looking for something to point to. So I would say the takeaways for this one is to have this mindfulness around the emotion in the room. So whether it's before you go in and you see this flurry of emails or you've talked to somebody on the phone, even if you're in the conversation, all of a sudden you're like, whoo, this is a lot different than I expected it to be. Start observing and even labeling for yourself, not out loud, maybe just in your head, the emotion that you're seeing. Okay, there's a lot of tension here. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of calm in here and I'm not calm. And actively understand the emotional tone in the room. and think, you have to think quickly, but assess quickly, how can you be able to see eye to eye with that person so that they know that you see them? Acknowledge the tension, acknowledge the misstep, just say, oh my gosh, this is bad, but we are going to get through this. Man, this must be really hard for you. I know that there's a lot of pressure on you right now. Let me partner with you. What do I need to know right now? Even giving them some space to share some things. So observe, see what you need to do, slow down. And the second one is to adapt and align. Figure out what you need to do. What do you need to say? What can you say to them to make them understand that you see them, you understand where they're coming from, so that you can align together? And just like what I mentioned with my developer in that moment, moving through it and then going back, there was not a way to really explain what happened in those moments. The damage was done. So doing this in real time is really key. It allows you to adjust in real time. And this is a real important one, this emotional math that all negotiators need to do to identify, because in a negotiation, and as in any conversation that has high stakes, it's important to create objectivity for yourself so that you can understand what the other party needs. But you also don't want them to be emotional, because any kind of emotion, no matter what it is, stress, excitement, sadness, whatever it is, clouds our judgment. And you want the other party to be as clear as possible. So acknowledging and getting them to get to as objective place as they can so they can start solutioning is the way to create great outcomes and just objective decisions to move through a problem situation. So I want you to think about that. Think about the energy in the room for effective outcomes. So the things to think about is, as you walk into a situation, quickly assessing what kind of emotions going on and what you need to do. Two is adapting and aligning really quickly. What do you need to do to do that in real time? Acknowledge it. How long do you need to sit in it? What do you need to do? And then timing is key, because what you want to do in that moment is get all parties, including yourself, to be as objective as possible. So matching the energy, match the energy so that you can create harmony for great outcomes. I hope this was helpful. You know, this is a great topic around the holidays, because we all know there's just people that might get the best of us. They might catch us off guard. A low stakes family meal may become high stakes very quickly, depending on the topics at hand. So thinking about this in every situation, assessing the emotion, acknowledging it, and doing something about it are the keys to really unlocking that connection and great outcomes, whether in a negotiation or in any life situation. Thanks for being here. I'm Susie, and I appreciate you. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Leaders with Leverage. If you're ready to continue your professional growth, commit to accelerating your career development, and say goodbye to that anxious feeling in your stomach anytime you need to advocate for yourself, then get my book, The Art of Everyday Negotiation Without Manipulation. In this book, you'll learn the essential steps to take before entering into any negotiation or conversation, any interaction in your day-to-day. You'll discover what the other party really needs and be clear about what you're going after. You'll bust through your fears and boost your confidence and embrace that negotiation truly happens all around us. Head to the link in the show notes for more, and you can even get a bonus if you buy it today.